kicks and bunts. Kimlin on it, throws to first. For the first time in history, the World Championship banner will fly north of the border. The Toronto Blue Jays are baseball's best in 1992.
That was 20 years ago today. The Blue Jays' first of two World Series from 84 to about 93. There was hope every season for the Blue Jays. They were the best organization in baseball. Now the Blue Jays are what?
They're the only baseball team in Canada.
I mean, that's from a guy who lives in Montreal.
Wow, that's... Yeah.
I think they're a faceless, mediocre corporation, and they're just willing to just be also-rans and not shell out decent enough money to compete.
They're wandering aimlessly. When you look at that and you remember that was 20, I think the key part of what you said there was that was 20 years ago. You know, 80 home games, 50,000 at every single home game, 4 million attendance. Now, this is disintegrated to a team with no discipline, with...
No identity.
Yeah. I grew up in Boston, so don't tell me about 20 years without a championship. Yeah. Come on.
But they tried hard, though.
It's true. The Jays come in and they win one pretty quick. You ought to be happy with that.
Yeah, but that's a long time ago now.
Yeah. You know what? Can't live on something.
How often do teams repeat now?
I'll tell you what. The Jays are great at one thing, brainwashing their fans, because that was 20 years ago, and you write something nasty about Rodgers, and they all gang up on you. Oh, how can you...
I'm cheering for Detroit because when they signed Fielder, I'm going, wow. That's a statement. Look where they are.
Yeah.
Look where they are.
When they signed Fielder, I said, wow, he's out of shape.
Yeah.
Well, has he ever been in shape?
Remember his father.
Have you seen Dustin Byfuglien lately?
Oh, well.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, okay. He could play baseball.
John Farrell, he told the Blue Jays, apparently, as he said in his news conference yesterday, a year ago, that Boston was his dream job. Couldn't the Blue Jays have played this differently, including maybe firing the guy who you knew was going to leave and the team was struggling badly?
I would have just kept them and made the Red Sox sweat. And if worst comes to worst, make them hire an interim manager. Let their dog and pony show continue for another year.
I agree. Why do you want that guy after he goes in and says, I don't want to be here?
After each year.
Yeah.
After giving him his big break.
I would have made the Red Sox pay more, one. Two, the Red Sox don't need, Boston really don't need another Irish guy. They need another Irish guy like Tetley needs another teabag.
But hold on. They got a player for him, is that correct?
Yes, they did.
Okay, so let him go, fire him because he wants to leave. You got something for him.
Not enough.
Here's the interesting question for a Boston guy. Why do the Red Sox want this guy? I mean, I don't...
Irish, he was with Francona there. They had a good relationship. The guys liked him. He knows that culture. He was there when... They were winning. He more or less knows what it takes. I think he learned from Francona how to do it.
Did you hear anybody say in his time with the Blue Jays, anyone say, that guy looks like a really good manager?
And you know the funny thing is, Michael?
Bad injuries, but he looks good.
If you look on Twitter, other than Casey Jansen, from what I saw, there was hardly any player said anything about him leaving. Like, you would think if he was that great, somebody would have said, big loss, I'm sorry to see him go, blah, blah, blah.
That's a good point. Like, Boston, as we know, has a dysfunctional clubhouse and has had one for the last couple of years. There couldn't have been a more dysfunctional clubhouse in Toronto sports history, I don't think, than the Blue Jays this past year with some of the stunts that were going on there. He couldn't handle that. What makes Boston think he can handle their dysfunctional clubhouse?
I look at it this way. Environment does a lot for a player. When you went to Boston, you take Mark Messier in Vancouver, put Mark Messier with the Rangers. Totally different hockey player coming from the Oilers. This guy may go to Boston, what you say, he's got the roots there, he knows the system, the players. It may be magic.
Do you look down on Farrell? Do you think, you know what, Vince Carter quit on the Raptors, forced him to trade him. How is this any different? Anyone here willing to at least say this is in the same ballpark?
I think the arrogance is unbelievable. The fact is they gave him his big break, and after every year, he's like, I want out of here, but if you can't ship me, I'll continue being your manager.
But I think at the end of the day, he just becomes another notch in the Blue Jays' managerial scheme of things in the last 20 years, who had little impact and will be...
Got to go to break.
Forgotten.
Hold on. I want Jeff to do it as a celebration of the 40th anniversary and 22 years for you at Canada AM.
No,
look to that camera over there and you throw it a commercial.
All right, we'll be back with more on... Is this off the record? And it's 22 times on the show. This show. I'm not counting, though.